Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, let's see which guarantee he prefers. For Sunday. I will say, Mason Graham showed up on the injury report today, and I'm not trying to be that guy because I know it happens in other towns. Just feels like our guys have been getting hurt a lot in practice, and it just feels disproportionate.
Well, remember last year, going into this season, they fired Joe Sheehan, who'd been here the entire time that Stefanski and Barry had been here, and they also laid off like 10 other people that would basically have the what you would think would be the direct correlation to whether or not your team is healthy or not healthy. They've been very injured the previous few years, like to the point where I was surprised Joe Sheehan had his job as long as he had, as long as he did. But ultimately, I just think we have a lot of injured players. I don't know that are you suggesting that we put this on Stefanski? We put this on?
I don't know what to put it on. It's not a cause and effect.
We just have a lot of players that get injured a lot. Like DeJuan Jones constantly injured. Jack Conklin constantly injured. Why does the offensive line always get banged up? It's like, well, we have a lot of guys that are made out of glass in the offensive line.
Yeah, but how can you prove that if DeJuan Jones wasn't hurt all the time at Ohio State? Or like in the case of Mason Graham, I don't remember any big injuries. I thought durability was one of his kind of strong suits there.
No, that's a good point. Like, I don't remember DeJuan at Ohio State. He never got any injuries of any kind of anything. Nothing popped up ever.
I don't remember missing a game or like having like a serious injury, maybe.
Because with the Browns, he hasn't been able to finish a season ever.
That is fair. But we did get the update from Kevin Stefanski today on Mason Graham and his maybe availability going into the weekend.
Did something yesterday. We'll see how it responds really over the next 24 hours, 48. A knee injury.
Don't love it. Would really just, and now in fairness, the Browns have said, I don't want to say in fairness, to add to this, the Browns have kind of added that they don't think this is a long-term concern. But to go against that, I mean, Michael Hall has been on the active roster since the beginning of the season, and he's still not able to practice.
Yeah. I don't. It's a good question. Why does it feel like they have more injuries than not? At some point in between the break, I can look up where they are relative to the other parts of the league and where they are with injuries. But it does feel like year in, year out with Stefanski, it is a very injured football team.
Now, this being said, this did stoke some what I think is disappointment or dissatisfaction with Mason Graham and how his rookie season is going. And I mean, I can't make like the statistical case that he is either in the box score or in PFF, like he's ruining the world and he's a world eater and he's Thanos. But like, I don't think Mason Graham and his performance to this point this year is anywhere near my top of concerns for the Cleveland Browns.
No, but I do wonder, if the Browns were winning games, I do wonder how much of it would become a focal point. When he's your fifth overall pick, and we can point to other rookies on this team that are having better seasons than he's having. I do wonder, you know, because we talked for how long about it. If you take Shador at number two, Shador's got it. At number two, you have to have a franchise quarterback. Like, we put the expectations there, and it feels like so far in the early part of Mason Graham's career, he's not showing up in the box score. He's not a PFF darling. And it seems like a lot of people are just kind of bypassing anything in regards to an expectation for someone that was the fifth overall pick.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my thing is, like, it's year one, and he is making a shift. And I think it was it Jason or was it Joe?
No, it was Joe that brought up the change from the 3-4 to the 4-3.
And talking about the difference between space eating and attacking. I know that might sound like an excuse, but I guess I'm just giving it more time because I do think he's made a huge difference against the run. Like I think if you watch Mason, that's as good against the run as you can be.
I mean, where I give him some slack is that you can definitely tell he's being double teamed, and like I think part of the reason why Malik Collins is having the season that he's having is because of what they're doing and the attention they're putting on Mason Graham, and it's making Malik Collins, because people are running towards Malik Collins and he's taking care of business, but it's making him look better in the process. It's part of why I have a hard time with everyone making the suggestion about like you need such eye-popping numbers and stats, because you can make an impact on a football game and have it not show up in the stat sheet. And I feel like Mason Graham might be exhibit A of exactly that right there.
So we do have Jason Lloyd here, because we asked him about Mason, and people have used the word disappointment, and mm-hmm. whether that's the right way to describe what Mason's been doing.
I've seen a lot of teams doubling him, which I don't recall. I'm not saying it hasn't happened before, because I didn't really study defensive tackles before, but it's been more noticeable to me this year that they're doubling Graham more than I've noticed defensive tackles being doubled in the past. I think he's going to be a good player for this team for the next decade. But like I said, I just felt like there was more pressing needs in the draft when they took him. He has not been a disappointment to me. I think he's been fine. I think he'll continue to be fine.
Yeah, I think we're doing the thing that you do when you lose, where because, okay, the football team stinks, let's put all our hope in these players. And if we can't say you're definitively a top 5 or a top 10 or a top 15 or a top 20, whatever, then we all of a sudden we kind of turn on you. Like Carson Schlesinger, better than anybody expected, immediate impact player.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. All right, Mason. All right, well, he's not Chris Jones. He's got to be or Vita Vea. Like, got to be a disappointment. It's like, no, I think he's a young player adapting to the NFL, and I still think he's I hate the word disappointment. I absolutely hate that. I think the worst thing that we're ever going to say about this kid is he might end up being a fine football player and maybe not a game changer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I think maybe you need to watch the tape. Ooh. What football guy?
I think the worst thing we could say about him, and I think what the conversation is going to start being, is what Jason was hinting at right there. It's not his fault he's not a left tackle, but ultimately, where you do have other positions of need, it's going to make you go back and wonder to yourself, should we have done a different selection? That's not Mason Graham's fault, but if you're not wrecking the game from that spot at number 5 overall, it does make you wonder, should we have taken an offensive lineman at that spot? Should we have taken something else that we need, that we desperately need on this team right now?
I think to call back to it, like, Will Campbell, I think, would have been the pick if Will was there at 5.
Yeah, those little tiny dinosaur arms of his, right?
But like Armon Membo, I don't think that's where you're going to go. Ashton Jente, Tet McMillan, Kelvin Bakes Jr.
I mean, Campbell was sitting there. I mean, that's the one that I think a lot of people would highlight.
Campbell
he went fourth
went
overall.
Pick.
Yeah, I know he went fourth overall, but like that would have been the one. Because again, too, yeah, and I think you have to put this in the right idea. Are we gonna put them for what they did at number 5, or are we gonna put them for what they did in trading out of 2, and then just saying because I feel like a lot of people say once you traded out of 2, basically 5 became some sort of bonus of sorts because you got the future first round pick for next year. You added the second that turned into Judkins. I want to know how everyone's thinking about it, because if it had just been 5 overall, or hell, let's even say if it's number 2 overall, and you had ended up taking Travis Hunter, I mean it. People right now we'd be talking about what a disappointment Travis Hunter is, but we're not doing that for Mason Graham, and I just think that's interesting.
216-474-0092. Is Mason Graham a disappointment to this point? I would disagree, but Josh in a car, are you disappointed that Mason Graham isn't where maybe some folks feel like he should be this early in his career?
Not at all. Mason Graham looks really good.
Would agree. What do you have on Stefanski, buddy?
BFF, by the way, disagrees, so you need to yell at them. Write them a strongly worded letter.
I'm really happy to be on with the Big Dipper, and I just want to warn you, Jonathan, you got to be careful with those nipple bets, buddy.
Hmm.
Yep. It can get out of control real fast.
Well, I'm not the guarantee guy.
You start one, and all of a sudden, you got 10 on the... It's like burger bets, but with nipples.
We only have two nipples, though.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted.
You're not wrong.
Last night was mind-numbing to me. I was like, I had to stop watching the game. It just, like, a lot of bad memories, like, started coming back because it just seems with Kevin, you know... Bro, I got a couple quick points about Kevin. I have a really sad thought that I just hope the Browns wake up to at the end. But, you know, with Baker, like, Baker's probably the best quarterback I've ever seen in my lifetime come to Cleveland. I know that's not saying much when he was here. But when he was under Hugh and then when, you know, Greg took over the team, the Kitchen's terrible year, Baker was balling out, looked great. When Kevin came, Baker had to play Kevin's offense. He looked neutered. He was never really able to do what he liked to do. And then it's just a mediocre sense. Like even Flacco, except for that, the back end, we were playing really weak teams and they looked really good. Everybody has to play Kevin's system. Even Watson, which I don't think Watson's great. I never wanted him here to begin with, but you could even say that with Watson now, with Flacco only having 3 days with the Bengals. Like Kevin just, he doesn't do anything that benefits any players. Like, if you have an advantage, if you went to go play for the Browns, you have all these attributes that make you great, it doesn't matter. If those attributes don't fit into Kevin's system, you can't use them. You have to do it his way. I think it's just really damning, and I'm just ready for him to get out of here. That's you know, talk about disappointment. That's a huge time waste and disappointment having Kevin Stefanski here.
John, go ahead, buddy.
Can I have my conclusion real quick there?
Yes.
I think, like, the really sad part about it is, like, I hear you mention it and Ken, and I really appreciate it because, like, I kind of, like, emulate with you guys. Like, you know, we're losing these lost generations of Browns fans. Like, you know, my kids want to watch other teams because the Browns are so boring and the offense is just stupid. And here we are, like, I you know, I hear it from my family, I hear from friends all the time. Like, they're Browns fans. They don't even want to watch Browns games. People rather watch Baker Mayfield play for the Tampa Buccaneers, and now people want to watch Joe Flacco with the Bengals. Why? Because we like these guys, especially Baker. We drafted him. We got to watch him do so many different things, and then Andrew Berry does dumb stuff to get a terrible situation in here, and now we're forced to watch it. I don't blame. I used to argue with people. I'm that kind of Browns fan. Like I do give people a hard time. Like, oh no, you shouldn't be doing that. Blah 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 blah. I don't do that anymore. Somebody says, hey, man, I'm watching the Bucs this Sunday. I'm like, hey, man, do what you got to do. I can't blame them. It actually stresses me out to watch the Browns now. And I've never been like that. I don't even want to watch the Browns because I just get so irritated. And then, like, after last night, it's just kind of like, I know, you know, you want to make a quick decision, but how the hell are these guys still here? Like, Andrew Berry, yeah, he drafted good this year. The guy can't, like, Ken and Nancy are talking about this morning. We got big decisions coming up with quarterbacks. Do you really want Andrew Berry picking your quarterback? I mean, that is just – that's a nightmare. That's like the stuff of nightmares right there.
Josh, so, we got a boogie buddy, but we appreciate you, and we certainly empathize with a lot of what you shared there. 216-474-0092. Are you using the D word? For Mason Graham, we'll ask Daryl Ryder that coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.